This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I recall attending a dance performance at Space Dot Jakarta last year, which featured the artistic director and music composer Cho Guan Ng and Steve Go, the dancer. The stage was divided in half by a wall of light separating the dancer from the musician. The dancers seemed to want to break through the wall of light to get to the other side. The title of that performance was 2020, a number that resonates with all its baggage and promises. As part of Diversity Kuala Lumpur International, Jakarta Studio is presenting 2020, I Am From 2020. And with me are two people who are involved in the creation, creative producer Yi Jian Tan and the artistic director and music composer Cho Guan Ng. What is the relationship between the dance performed last year and what you have now, which is called 2020, I Am From 2020?
So this is an ongoing project since we started last year. So that was the first episode, I would say it. The first 2020, of course, is related to the project and our vision of this project. So last year, we only have two performers on stage, but this time we have about 25 performers on stage. Eight of them are professional dancers and the rest are non-performers. And this is kind of like a second episode. It can be standalone too. So these eight dancers are actually like the clones coming from different years. So they are coming from past, they are coming from far future to 2016 to look for the clone that come back from 2020.
So everybody's looking for somebody. In terms of what you did last year, you have one person. This time you have more. Beyond having more dancers, thematically, how are they different?
In the way that when you have limited dancers, it's like when you're cooking. You have more ingredients. You can play with variations. You can play with more kind
possibilities.
Of possibilities. Yeah. It's very interesting because this time four performers are from Taipei, from TTC Dance Company. And four dancers from ASK Dance Company, which is a former Aswara Dance Company, professional dancers. So it's a very well integrated. Because 2020 is not just talking about a national vision, but it's also talking about a global vision.
You think 2020 is not just a year, a number that resonates with us, but resonates with lots of other countries also, because it's like a milestone in the future.
Yep.
Would it be fair to assume that what I saw early last year was part of a process? In other words, to bring about a performance, you cannot just say, today I'm planning it, tomorrow I put it up. Mm-hmm. But rather, over time, you have to work on it, tweak it, make changes to it, maybe tear something out completely and throw it away and then continue working on it. Is that the process?
Yes, absolutely true. That's why we fixed this project as at least 5 years plan. So we started last year and then we will continuously grow and expand the thing until 2020. So by 2020, we will find a way to put everything that we have in hand in one work. So it might end up a 4 hours or 5 hours performance.
The very fact that it goes from an hour to something longer to 4 hours, means changes are inevitable.
Yeah. And then we try to collaborate with different art forms, making it a hybrid performance. So every year it will be a collaboration with different art forms and different artists. So it's not limited only to dance and music.
Last year it was limited to one dancer and then, of course, Cho Guan and your light scheme.
Yeah.
This year, what are the changes beyond more dancers? You use the word multimedia to describe this event. Mm-hmm. What within multimedia is being pulled into it?
Yeah, of course, this time we involve an engineer to be part of this project to build a massive set that, of course, you will see how it is going to be on top of everything. And also, this time we have 17 non-performers involved in this performance. They are from 9 years old to 60 years old. And some of them are coming from the roundtable that we did since early this year. We did 6 sessions of roundtable. I mean, we have a different age group from 17 to 70. And then from there, we get to know the people. I mean, the roundtable itself is kind of like a networking. And I would like the people to share about their passion and their profession and also occupation.
Well, you said you have somebody who is 60. Mm-hmm. Is this person from the performing arts industry?
No. They are not. In fact, one of these non-performer, his dream is to become actor. But he never, ever stand on the stage before.
And from these various people, you are collecting input from them to evolve this performance of 2020.
It's not about collecting input, but it's all about sharing about their past, their present and their future in the group where every session we have 10 people and 10 people need to be different occupation. So when they sit together, they start to introduce themselves and talk about their passion and talk about what are they doing
now. So how do all these stories, how do all these different narratives flow into your production?
Yep.
So you have to come.
No, you have to give us some teasers. You got to seduce us to your performance.
To me, I realized that we have kind of lost touch with people because of the technology nowadays. You could easily communicate with people in a different way.
In the virtual world.
In the virtual world, yeah, sure. You know, to put people together nowadays seems like become harder. And to get people to come in the space and share about yourself is also kind of difficult too. And then I always think about how can I get people to come and sit together? What is the reason? What is the excuse to make people come? Since last year, we have been thinking, like, how can we get more people who are non-performer on this project? So we think of, okay, so what is the issue that we can't talk about? I mean, we can't really discuss about many, many issues. You know that, right?
So what did you all discuss?
That's the crucial thing, which we never really think about it, which is occupation, professionalism. Because I always think that things couldn't be done. There must be a reason behind it. It's because everyone themselves are not, maybe they are not passionate enough to do what they are doing. Or maybe they are passionate about doing something, but they don't have an opportunity to do that. When I group these people, it's actually I have a big agenda behind. I want these people to start collaborating to each other. That's my aim of putting this.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether you answered my question. You have them tell stories about how they are in their professions and what their attitudes are towards their profession and how they carry out their work. Am I right?
When I talk about professional, it's more about the passion, how the passion relates to their profession.
To what they do,
Yeah. So, of course, when we had this session, I started to put up, like, how could I construct the whole piece of this year's performance? But, of course, when they do this discussion, at the end, they play a game. And this game becomes part of the performance. So this non-performer will be on stage and they will play a game where this game is actually part of this performance. So why, you know, like profession are so important is because I realized that if you are respecting your own profession and you are understanding what people are actually doing, then it become more understanding to each other and it become more possibility. Always people think about, artists is always like easy. They don't need to spend so much time in the office,
to work.
But actually we are living in the whole life process kind of thing. When we came out this 2020 project, it's not a day or two that we came out with these numbers and also the project name. It has been injected in our body for years. And then somehow something triggered us. And then we thought like, oh, this is something that we need to work it out.
What I am hearing is that in getting all these people to talk about how they approach what they do, you are getting the others who are listening to the story to understand the passion behind this person for his or her career, her job, whatever she's doing. So that if we understand that somebody else treats what he or she does with a lot of passion and with a lot of integrity, then we are less likely to suspect somebody of cutting corners.
Yeah.
In reading your press release, I saw an expression, and I guess I'm tying it back to what we are talking about so far. You said that in creating this Dance Performance 2020, you're also exploring the ideas of radical cooperation. What is meant by this expression, radical cooperation?
I guess it comes to the breaking through of different elements that we want to put together. This element doesn't limit to only art forms, but other elements outside of the art forms as well.
Which would be like this time we have an engineer be part of it, and this company never had experience in theatre before. So this is a very first step that we bring in a non-theatre or non-performing art background into this project. But along the journey, Yijian and I were traveling a lot to pitch the project and then to engage people that we think that is potential for the upcoming years. Like, for instance, I met someone a few months ago in Peru, in Lima. I was in an Airbnb and I met this person that she is very into water sustainability. The reason why she was in Lima is because Lima is the second city in the world that facing water shortage.
Still sticking with the theme and all the different processes within your production, you talk about music as a time-traveling device. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
I always came up with this line that music could easily transform you to a different time. For instance, when you play a music of 1960s and it will bring you to that era. Or even when you listen to Baroque music, you can see the ornaments, you can see symmetric, that kind of visual. So what about future? What is future sound like? Of course, in 80s, when people talk about, oh, futuristic music, they are like technology music, like techno or like
using of synthesizers,
more electronic kind of stuff. So what about that? Because, you know, 90s has been gone and now we are going into further and further. And so what is the sound of the future? And let's talk about what is the sound when you are in a time capsule, when you are traveling, when you are teletransporting yourself in the time machine. How does it sound like? And I mean, not just sound like, but what is your emotions? What are your expressions while you are in the journey? Is time machine a good thing or not?
Well, we came up with quite a lot of questions about time travel and if there is a time machine, if you can choose to go to the past or the future, so which one would you choose and why? And we also asked around, like, if you meet your own self coming back from 2020, what would he or she would say to yourself? Or if you get to travel to 2020, what would you say to yourself who's in that time? So we came up with all these questions and there's a lot of discussion being done. Yeah.
How, when I'm watching the dance performance, would all these different questions that you have asked come to me so that I am asking myself these questions while watching this? What is the vocabulary that will be triggering all of this in me?
That's why that this whole piece of performance kind of split into different scenes. And these scenes talking about a different kind of topic. I would say it's kind of putting together as a narrative, but without talking, without...
They're without words.
Yeah.
So everything is just sonic, and then what we see with our eyes, the dancing and the movements and the play of light.
Yeah. But of course, you will get a program book that it actually tells you what is happening at that moment.
2020, I Am From 2020 is a contemporary dance performance produced by Toccata Studio. The show will take place at Auditorium DBKL on Jalan Raja Laut, Saturday, October 1st at 8:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 2nd at 3 p.m. Performances are part of Diversity Kuala Lumpur International Arts Festival 2016. Thank you both very much, Yijian and Choh Guan. Tickets are priced at 58 with concessions at 38. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.